بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السادس عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه انه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: ان ثلاثه من بني اسرائيل ابرص واقرا وعمى اراد الله ان يبتليهم فبعث اليهم ملكا. We are still in this chapter of muraqabah, that is to meditate, to ponder. And the aspect that we have to ponder about is the presence of Allah Ta'ala. All these ahadith are to, so that it dawns upon us that we consider and realize that Allah Ta'ala is with us all the time. Allah Ta'ala is watching us. This is a very interesting hadith, like all the other hadith. A lot to learn from the hadith itself and a lot of lessons to take from it as well. This is the sixth hadith in this chapter. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he heard Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, this is a bit of a lengthy hadith, we'll do part of it as we go on. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, inna thalathata min bani Israel, three people from the Bani Israel, abras wa aqra wa ama. A person who was a leper, a person who was a bald person whose hair was not growing, and a blind person. These three type of people, aradallahu ayyabtaliyahum, Allah Ta'ala wanted to test them. And from there we should also understand that at various times Allah will test us also, whether it is from our illnesses, whether it is from our financial problems, whether it is from something else. At times Allah Ta'ala tests them, tests us also. So these, and that is the lesson that we have to learn. So these three people, فَبَعَثَ إِلَيْهِمْ مَلَكَ, Allah sent an angel, a farishta to them. فَأَتَى الْأَبْرَصِ, the farishta came first to the leper and asked him, فَقَالْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ, what is it that you love the most? What would you like the most in life? قال لون حسن وجلد حسن. He said that I would like my skin to be very beautiful and I would like to have a very nice complexion. Because of this leprosy of mine, my skin and it's falling off and it's looking very bad and people dislike me and stay away from me. وَيَذْهَبُ عَنِّي الَّذِي قَذِرَنِي النَّاسِ, and this what people dislike me for, and they don't want to be around with me because I'm being a leper, so that this goes away from me. So when he said that, فَمَسَحَهُ, then that angel, the farishta, wiped his hand over him, فَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ قَذَرُهُ, and then this disease of his, this illness of his, immediately went away. وَعْطِيَ لَوْنًا حَسَنًا, and then he was given a beautiful complexion, a beautiful color on his skin, and he was absolutely normal now. فَقَالْ, then that angel asked him further, فَأَيُّ الْمَالْ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ, what type of wealth would you like to have? What? How would you like to become wealthy with? What would you like to become wealthy with? قال الإبل أو قال البقر شك الراوي. He said either, he said camels, that I would like to have camels or cows. The narrator doubts with regard to this, and they were so honest and sincere and upright that the doubt that he had, that he made it known also, that I don't remember exactly, was it said that it was camels or whether it was cows. فَعُوْطِيَ نَاقَةً أُشَرَىٰ, then he was given a female camel, that is, that will now bear its offspring, and then he will have plenty of camels. فقال, and then further that farishta made dua for him also. Barakallahu laka fiha, may Allah Ta'ala give you barakat in these things. So this is one condition that we can also find ourselves in, that we have some difficulty, some hardship, and a farishta that comes will come in any form. It may be, he may come like in the form of a beggar also. He may come in the form of, in any form, and then He might make dua for us, and we don't realize by that dua our condition starts changing now. And all this was that we become more obedient to Allah, more thankful to Allah Ta'ala, and we spend from that in the path of Allah Ta'ala as well. But when we, if we go wrong, then we think it is mine and this belongs to me, and we become stingy, we become hoardy, and we don't want to spend from there. So this was the first person that the Farishta came to, and the difficulty that he had with regard to his leprosy, how he was cured from it, and how he was given wealth, and he became extremely wealthy. Then we will read in front of the next people also how their condition also was, and how Allah Ta'ala changed it. And important that we must all remember at all times that if we come in good conditions, don't forget our bad conditions of before. Like we were sick before, we were poor before, we were downtrodden. Now Allah gave us honor, so we must not become arrogant and boastful, but we must appreciate those favors of Allah Ta'ala which He has given us. May Allah always guide us to righteousness.